Luke ran as if the devil dogged his heels. Breath caught in his throat. His lungs burned. Running and crying weren't a good mix, but Ma was dead, and he couldn't help himself. The thing Ma had turned into danced behind his eyes and filled his mind with terror. His foot twisted sideways into a pothole, and he nearly fell. Panting, he came to an abrupt halt and sucked air hard into lungs that had forgotten how to cooperate. When the world quit spinning, he straightened and rubbed his eyes until Ma disappeared, and all he saw was the rocky, pitted road slimed with mud from the rain. "Good thing I stopped," he muttered. The turn off to Ethelred's was behind him, not by much, but any time wasted wasn't good. Luke always avoided the town wizard with his long white hair and penetrating dark eyes that looked right through you, but today was different. Pa's words rang in his mind.
"Run like the wind, son. Bring Ethelred. He's our only hope."
Luke shoved strands of wet black hair out of his face and started up the steep hill to the school where some of the village youth studied magecraft with the wizard. Branches grabbed at his damp wool clothing, almost as if the trees were alive. Shudders racked his body. Magic made him uncomfortable. He didn't trust what he couldn't see. Darkness closed as he huffed up the hill, and Luke's heart stuttered in his chest. Was it night already? If it was, then he was too late. He twisted his head wildly about. Trees were blocking what little light the gray day provided. "Thank Christ, I still have time." He winced and tried to take back the Christ word, since he wasn't supposed to swear. Once, his ma would have scolded him, but not anymore. The hill ended abruptly. At the far side of a clearing stood an imposing stone house with smoke curling from one of its chimneys. Shutters covered the windows. The air around the house shimmered, but Luke ignored what felt like a warning to stay away. He pelted across the scrub grass and up the front steps. Before he could knock, the door creaked inwardly. Ethelred eyed him shrewdly.
"Well, don't just stand there with your mouth hanging open, lad. Did you finally come to your senses about your magic?"
The mage quirked a brow, his black robes fluttering around him.
"Pa sent me. He..."
Luke choked out, but his tongue had taken root and refused to form words. He tried again. Wizard or no, Ethelred couldn't read his mind. Or maybe he could. Luke cringed away from the uncomfortable thought and forced his next words.
"Pa said you've got to come. There's trouble."
Ethelred drew his brows together into a thick white line.
"Wraiths. I see them in your head. Tell me quick, lad, who'd they get?"
He blew out an annoyed-sounding breath.
"Your pa's a right fool to send you off so close to dark. Is he wanting to lose his only son, too?"
"Ma, they took Ma."
The words burst out of him. Luke squeezed his eyes tight and bit down hard on his lip.
"Get inside."
Ethelred yanked on Luke's arm and slammed the heavy oak door behind him.
"What'd your pa do?"
"Nothing yet. He said we had to burn her. That you'd have something to add to the fire so she'd, stay dead."
In a burst of brazenness he didn't know he possessed, Luke tugged at the wizard's sleeve.
"Come on, we've got to hurry."
"You should have arrived earlier. They walk at night."
Ethelred shrugged Luke's hand off.
"Too late now, lad. We'd never make it back to your farm in time."
Luke ran for the door, intent on flight. If the wizard wouldn't help, he needed to get home. Be there for Pa and Sissies. He pulled the latch, but it wouldn't open. Ethelred's arms closed around him from behind.
"Damn you," Luke cried, struggling to get free. "I've got to warn Pa and the girls. We never had wraiths before. Pa, he didn't know. He thought he was supposed to let Ma rest through two nights."
To his shame and horror, great gasping sobs tore out of him, leeching the air from his lungs. Luke didn't want to be 15 anymore. He wanted his mother back, wanted the world to be right again, where your parents knew what to do, where whether your family lived or died didn't rest on a half-grown kid's shoulders.
"It's not fair."
Ethelred apparently read his thoughts easily, which amplified Luke's discomfort 100-fold.
"But if you go back to your farm, your ma will get you. You'll end up one of them."
"Come with me."
"I think not."
Ethelred released him and turned away.
"But you know magic."
Luke's voice trailed off. A very large raven perched on a rafter squawked, "No magic! No magic!"